USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump talks about the economy with Japanese Prime Minister Abe at the White House, noting the first quarter U.S. GDP.
3.2 is far above expectation. I guess many people were thinking it would be in the ones, maybe between 1 and 2, and 3.2 is great. Knowing that first quarter seems to always be the lowest, we're up to a very good start for the year.
A busy day for the president. He started out talking with reporters before heading out to the NRA convention in Indianapolis. He says he feels young and vibrant at age 72. Trump told NRA leaders he will not ratify a United Nations arms trading treaty. Within 24 hours of formally announcing his decision to run for president, former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign announced it's raised $6.3 million. 97% of online donations were under $200, and the average online donation was $41, according to his campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
President Donald Trump's approval rating is essentially unchanged at 39% after the release of the Mueller report. Just 3 in 10 Americans accept the president's claim to have been exonerated. 58% in the latest ABC News Washington Post poll say the president lied to the public about the matters the special counsel investigated. But support for impeachment is at a new low, 37% in the national survey, 62% among Democrats, 36% among independents, and just 10% among Republicans. At the White House, President Trump says it was an attempted coup against him and his administration.
All of the things you've been seeing with the insurance policy statement from two agents that are now gone, if you look at many of the elements of intrigue, and frankly, we're going to be seeing a lot over the next couple of weeks, things that a lot of people haven't seen.
Trump calls what took place against him a disgrace to the country. The driver, who police say intentionally drove a car into pedestrians in California earlier this week, targeted his victims because he believed some were Muslim. That according to police in Sunnyvale. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
New warnings are out regarding kids and screen time. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
The World Health Organization is coming out strong against letting young kids watch TV or play with smartphones and is pushing parents to help their kids to stay active and get enough sleep. Dr. Jennifer Ashton is the ABC News chief medical correspondent. She talks about some of the new guidelines that the WHO is putting out for children regarding screen time.
The World Health Organization falling in line with other professional organizations because every person who has a little person in their life is dealing with screen time now. So let's break it down. Their new recommendations, basically in keeping with other guidelines, but they're saying 0 to 2 years of age, no screen time. From 2 to 5, 1 hour maximum in a 24-hour period. And I should also add, this isn't just about screen time. They're also making recommendations about sleep, saying that 0 to 5-year-olds should get 10 to 14 hours a day, and activity, up to 3 hours of physical activity a day. And most of the time, if you're looking at a screen, you can't be sleeping or physically active.
The Kansas Supreme Court ruled on Friday that the state's constitution protects a woman's right to abortion, a surprisingly pro-choice decision for the traditionally conservative state. Thanks to the decision, even if Roe and Wade were overturned, abortion would remain legal in Kansas, that according to the lead counsel on the lawsuit. The decision will also make it much more difficult for the state to pass regulations restricting the procedure, like admitting privilege requirements and mandatory waiting periods. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.